This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. The war is over. Those words from President Trump while on Air Force One on his way to Tel Aviv.
I think people are a lot of reasons why it's going to hold. But I think people are tired of it. It's been centuries, okay? Not just recent. It's been centuries. I think people are tired of it. Yeah, the ceasefire is going to hold.
In Hostage Square. The hope that 2 years of war will soon end and all hostages will be home.
As the anticipation for the end of this chapter of war, hopefully a new chapter of the State of Israel will begin. But also there's a lot of anxiety because there are still 28 families that do not know if they will be reunited with their loved ones.
Correspondent Deborah Pata hears from Gazans who are seeing their homes in rubble.
This was where Amal Abu Rabia used to live. They stole everything, she said. Even our memories. Rabia said she had an ordinary life, but then war came and her husband was killed in an Israeli strike. This is the first time she's come back home.
Back here, CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak is tracking a nor'easter that's been hitting the Jersey shore all day.
We've been dealing with a nor'easter, a coastal storm meandering off of Delaware, New Jersey, spreading heavy rain. Coastal flood warnings and watches continue all the way through. And we've already seen some areas across New Jersey flooding with 2 to 3 feet of water already breaching some of those shore points.
KYW's Sonny Morgan is in Atlantic City.
Despite the conditions, a couple from Absecon got married on the Atlantic City boardwalk. The bride, Cecia Hernandez, says she wanted to keep her perfect date, rain or shine.
It was meant to be. We were not changing the date, even if it rained. Every fun thing we have ever done, it was under the rain. So it was meant to be.
Monday marks the 13th day that the government has been shut down, and the effects are really hitting government workers, some of whom are now turning to food pantries. CBS's Turian Small has that.
At a food pantry in Washington, D.C., we met Seaton Parsons, furloughed from his federal job October 1st. Parsons is a volunteer here and says he's okay for now.
Definitely lots of budget bites and cooking for yourself at home.
In Tennessee.
I'll be there for them if it's just listening to them or just holding their hand. That's all I can do.
Residents are coming together to mourn the loss of 16 people after they were killed in an explosion at a plant. The cause of Friday's blast remains under investigation. Authorities have been warning of smaller controlled explosions today as they dispose of hazardous materials. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Not only does Progressive let you bundle your insurance, they also give you round-the-clock protection. Quote today at progressive.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. 97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a chance of showers. We'll see a low around 52. Slight chance of a shower to start your Monday, then becoming sunny in the afternoon, with highs in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. Monday night, clear, 41. Tuesday, partly sunny, with highs near 60.
It's 60 at our studios.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hello and welcome to Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. My name is Laura and I am your host. Burn Before Listening is my personal rediscovery of music from the years of 2000 to 2009, and I hope you are happy to come along with me. This is going to be the alternative playlist, so let's get into it. Let's start with Helicopter by Bloc Party and then Do You Wanna by Franz Ferdinand. I'll be back in a little bit to let you know what you've been listening to.
South and sea.
somebody love me. I'm gonna make somebody love me. And now I know, now I know, now I know, I know that it's you. You're lucky, lucky, you're so lucky.
was an honest mistake by the Bravery. And before that, you heard 1901 by Phoenix. We're going to take a little bit of a sponsor break, and then I'll be back in a little bit to let you know what's coming up on Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back to Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. My name is Laura. Let's get back to the music, shall we? Coming up, Last Night by The Strokes and then New Slang by The Shins. I'll be back in a little bit to let you know what you've been listening to.
Last night, she's crawl in my mouth. Only I don't know how they got out. You turn me back into the bed I was when we met. I was happier then with no mindset. And if you turn notice the stripes, the dirt in your fries. Hope it's right when you die. Old and bony, dawn breaks like a bull through the hall. Never should have called, but my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you turn to me like Godspeed, all the beggars are done. They all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine. To me, like when I did dance like a queen of the eyesores, and the rest of our lives were fed well.
Do you realize? You realize the sun doesn't go down. It's just an illusion caused by the world spinning round.
That was Oxford Comma by The Vampire Weekend, and before that, Do You Realize by The Flaming Lips. We're going to take another sponsor break and a weather break. I'll be back in a little bit to let you know what's coming up on Burn Before Listening, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home for The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a chance of showers. We'll see a low around 52. Slight chance of a shower to start your Monday, then becoming sunny in the afternoon, with highs in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. Monday night, clear, 41. Tuesday, partly sunny, with highs near 60.
It's 60 at our studios.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, we can't read a poker face. Deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. My name is Laura. Let's get back to the music. We are still doing our alt playlist here in our 2000s music on Burn Before Listening. So, Dashboard by Modest Mouse is next, and then Steady As She Goes by The Rock On Tours. I'll be back in a little bit to close the show and let you know what you've been listening to.
Just wanted to catch the last laugh on this show.
those nice copper pipes. Got an ex, got a room for the night. Aren't you such a catch? What a prize. Got a body like a battle axe. Love that perfect frown. Honest eyes, we ought to buy you a Cadillac.
That was Hang Me Up to Dry by the Cold War Kids, and before that, Get Over It by OK Go. That does it for this week's edition of Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM 1320 AM WFHR. My name is Laura, and until next time, take care.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them. which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. We don't know exactly when, but President Trump is heading to the Middle East now, ahead of hostages set to be released by Hamas to Israel.
This is going to be a very special time.
It's all part of a breakthrough ceasefire deal with Hamas orchestrated by Trump. Israeli President Isaac Herzog.
President Trump will be received by masses of Israelis, by the nation of Israel, in gratitude.
Our Tony DeCopel is in Tel Aviv.
In Hostages Square, we met Moshe Levy, whose family is preparing practically and emotionally to welcome home his brother-in-law, Omri Meron, a husband and father of two young daughters, one just 6 months old when Hamas took him into captivity. They haven't had an update on Omri's condition in more than a year, but after 737 days waiting, they hope that this night will be the last night without him.
Our Deborah Pata with more on the suffering in Gaza.
The United Nations says it's brought cooking gas supplies for the first time since March into Gaza, as well as flour, fruit, and meat. Around 170 trucks made it in today, but this needs to increase to 600 daily to ease the suffering.
Back here, the worst of a nor'easter along the Jersey Shore is set to happen in the overnight hours, but flooding was already an issue near Atlantic City, as CBS News Philadelphia's Ray Strickland reports.
I just love seeing just that power in the water, because it is just majestic.
But despite the scenic views, officials are warning for potentially dangerous conditions, and people living in Ocean City are already seeing conditions get worse.
In South Carolina, the Beaufort County Sheriff's Office is investigating after nearly two dozen people were hurt and four killed in a shooting early this morning at a bar. The owner says it was packed for a high school alumni event, as WTOC-TV's Madeline Bierstra reports.
According to those cleaning up the bar today, that shooting happened shortly after 12:30 a.m. outside. There was a party for alumni of Battery Creek High School at the bar. When deputies arrived, they found a large crowd and several people suffering from gunshot wounds. Hundreds of people were in the restaurant when the shooting itself happened.
Authorities are investigating how and why a helicopter spun and crashed in Huntington Beach, California. Five people were hospitalized.
The crushed cockpit of that helicopter is still resting on that staircase more than 24 hours after the chopper spiraled out of the sky. Today, investigators from the NTSB and FAA were out here collecting evidence, trying to figure out what went wrong.
That's CBS's Andres Gutierrez, 24 hours after that happened. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Not only does Progressive let you bundle your insurance, they also give you round-the-clock protection. Quote today at progressive.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma.